Listen to your favorite shows and your favorite teams on your smartphone, PC, or tablet. Do it by visiting RadioAguilan.com. This is KZNEKNDEHD3 and K274CM College Station Bryan.
Flex.
I'm Rick Jackman. This report is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave now with new rust-proof aluminum bottoms. The AFC South has been abysmal, and tonight the Jaguars host the Titans, with both teams trying to stay within striking distance of the division leaders. Well, Jaguars are just a game behind the Texans and Colts after a dramatic win on Sunday with no time left, while the Titans are in last place at 2-7. But head coach Mike Mularkey isn't counting his team out.
We're all kind of right still there for this time of the year. It's not by any means that we're out of the picture for this division. So, and our guys know that. They know where we sit. We got to win this one before we can worry about anything else.
You can catch the game only on NFL Network tonight. Kickoff at 8:25 Eastern Time. Utah running back Devontae Booker out for the remainder of the regular season with torn meniscus in his knee. The Golden State Warriors have been flawless thus far in their title defense at 12-0. Tonight they take on the Clippers, but interim head coach Luke Walton's concerned things may be coming a bit too easy for his team so far.
It normally takes a loss to kind of, you know, get that mindset back, get that edge back. When you just win and you win, it's natural to kind of become complacent. So we're going to see if we can get that edge back without having to take a loss.
The Warriors are three wins away from matching the league record for best start. The Heat host the Kings, and the Cavaliers look to halt a two-game slide against the Bucks, who won the previous meeting on Saturday. College basketball action right now. Oklahoma State leads Towson in the second half, 59-44. Butler, a big winner over Missouri State, 93-59. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio and CBSSports.com bring you Fantasy Football Today, Sunday mornings at 11 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Seinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by Wolfies. New ownership, new management, new Wolfies Aggieland. Try us for the first time or please try us again. Wolfies Restaurant and Sports Bar on Harvey Road, where friends meet to have fun. Nada Bakos, a highly regarded national security expert who is asked to serve on the team tasked with tracking down some of the world's most wanted terrorists, will speak this evening at 6 in Rudder Theater. Tickets are on sale at the MSC box office. The Blinn College Geographic Society invites the entire community to an up-close look at the role geographic information systems play in daily life tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the Blinn Bryan Campus Student Center. The Theater Company presents Oliver, based on the Charles Dickens novel. Performances start tomorrow. For ticket information, visit theatercompany.com. Today, sunny and 74. Tonight, clear and 51. Want to listen to your favorite high school teams? Texas A&M football, basketball, baseball, softball, or soccer on your smartphone, PC, or tablet. Make sure to visit RadioAguiland.com.
Was there work no one else wanted? People said, give it to Janet. Around the office, in fact, Janet was practically a catchphrase for the small stuff. You'd think she'd hate it. But what got passed to Janet stayed with Janet, and it got done. After a while, co-workers heard, give it to Janet, coming from managers at higher and higher levels. Then along came a position that everyone wanted. And guess what senior management said? Give it to Janet. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. As it turns out, almost every leader begins as a follower. The person eventually in charge of big things starts out as the person able and willing to do the small things in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com. This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Duncan Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Your home for Houston Texans football. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour. Flying today, Krim.
Getting, must be having fun. Plus, you getting ready
so
to go.
So hyped to get on the road.
Road, yeah.
Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle, brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of great shows and cool events coming in there. So, again, check that out, mscopus.org. You can text us, 229-1939. Let us know what is on your mind. It's time for everyone's favorite part of the weekend where we do our picks, predictions, upsets, all that kind of stuff. We have been pretty good on the upsets.
I think we have done well.
Given that we...
Because I think I've gotten one almost every week.
Well, given that it has to be 7 points or higher, we're talking about considerable upsets here. Yeah. Anyone could pick a two-point underdog, but we've been doing pretty good. We both hit that obvious Arkansas over LSU. Was coming a mile away last week. I got three big games. It's kind of a weird weekend. I got three big games to predict.
It's a terrible weekend for what we do.
Yeah, and we'll predict the three big games, but let's get your two upsets first. Do you ever come up with any? We had to stretch the rules here a little bit to go.
Well, by stretching the rule down to a point or two, I went with.
Down by a point or two, yeah, not to a point or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, down by a point or two.
Yeah.
That allowed me to pick Iowa State to beat. To win at Kansas State. That was one of my
upsets. Oh, no way.
Well.
Maybe. Oh, who cares?
Yeah. Vanderbilt beating A&M. With the criteria we use.
Yeah. I also have Vandy over A&M, and because it.
And like I said, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't even bet with the line on that. But if you're gonna make me with how bad the game, you know,
yeah, there aren't that many options
how
out there.
Tough it is this week.
Here's my one I really like. I like Virginia Tech to beat North Carolina.
No,
this is the Beamer game. This is the white uniforms. This is the last. They're at home. I think this is their last big. Hurrah, this is all they've got.
Although I say that, North Carolina can lay an egg. I mean, they're just the team that lays eggs every...
Yeah, sure. I mean, why they could easily do that. So, this is,
but they are playing some good football right now.
No, this is the last home game of the Beamer era. This is the Circle the Wagons. He's already announced he's retiring. Special uniforms, pregame hype. It's senior day. They're going to... It's two, everything going... That's mine. Virginia Tech over North Carolina... My Vandy over A&M, I don't like it enough. I'm not pulling the trigger on Vandy over A&M. 7 points is a lot for A&M's offense lately. But if I have to pick another one, this is kind of my. I don't really think this is going to happen, but it's going to be closer than the spread.
Kind of like my Vanderbilt game, Vanderbilt A&M game.
Tulsa is going to hang with Navy. I don't necessarily think Tulsa is going to beat Navy, but that game is going to be closer than what a lot of people think. Because Navy's been so good lately. They're in position for the Group of Five bid and all that kind of
you
stuff.
You think they're looking ahead?
Navy
don't they
is,
have Houston? They have Houston after that. So
and
that's
Navy
they're looking
is
ahead.
12-point favorites in this game.
Ooh, so you're so, really going out there and grabbing
yeah,
a game.
I like Tulsa. Like I said, not necessarily to win. Maybe to win. But I like this game to be close. In Tulsa, the weather could be kind of weird. It's always windy in Oklahoma, so who knows what could happen. Not that wind's going to affect Navy's offense any, but just hypothetically.
Okay, the two big games.
I have three big games.
Oh, you have three a third big game?
Yeah, we've got two in the Big 12, and we've got one in the Big 10. The big game of the week, Michigan State, Ohio State. What do you got?
I want Michigan State to win, but I don't see it happening.
No, you don't.
I don't think they have the offense.
I think this is Ohio State, and I think this is a blowout. I think Ohio State is going
to
go.
This is where Ohio State kind of needs to make a statement.
They need to make a move and show that, hey, look, we're still Ohio State. We can mess around all the time, but this is Ohio State. They're going to win this one, and I think they're going to win it by a lot. Now, this is a lot by Big Ten standards. They're going to win like 28-10, which is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, they're not going to win like 50 to nothing, you know, like the Big 12 or anything.
Because three possessions in the Big Ten, that could take, you know, that could take
a quarter
six
and a half.
Quarters. Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say 6 quarters.
I thought this meant actual three possessions would take a quarter and a half.
Oh, no, I meant like to catch it. If you get behind by three possessions, then it would take more than a game for you to catch back up.
Baylor, Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
I like Oklahoma State here.
It's at Oklahoma State, right?
It's at Oklahoma State. I've said this yesterday, and I said this when Colin was here. When I watch Oklahoma State, I don't see a good football team.
Just see a team that doesn't want to lose.
But Baylor might not have Jarrett Stidham for this game. And if that's
the
case,
they don't have him, forget it.
I mean, they've got to be almost out of quarterbacks eventually.
Well, originally, when Stidham took over, the young man from Bryan,
Chris Johnson was the backup.
So we'll see. That'll be interesting.
There's been some talk that Stidham might not be available in this game. And if that's the case, then Oklahoma State wins it handily. I still like Oklahoma State either way.
I'd like to see Chris Johnson quarterback.
I don't know. I feel bad about that one. Baylor's just as likely to win by 40. Oklahoma State doesn't play anybody yet. So, I mean, I don't know how we even make a guess on what they're going to do against a decent opponent. But Baylor without Stidham is not a decent opponent. So, give me that one. The other one, TCU, Oklahoma. Speaking of not decent opponents, maybe.
I was going to say Oklahoma all the way.
Oklahoma big.
No matter who plays.
You ready to come back over to my side when you called me out all summer for saying Oklahoma was the most underrated team in the country? Yeah? You don't remember that?
I remember you picking Oklahoma higher than I would. Yeah.
Yeah. They're pretty good. We'll see if they can hold on to it with TCU.
So you're really wanting them to make the playoff?
No, actually, I don't think they should make the playoff if they're tied with Notre Dame, but that was the whole conversation for another day. We had that whole conversation on Tuesday, and there's still a long ways to go before then. It depends on how they look in some of these games. They are the one that needs to clobber everyone. For Oklahoma State, they just have to keep winning. If they're undefeated,
right,
they'll be
they're
in.
Undefeated,
Oklahoma
in.
Needs to smoke people because they have that loss to Texas. And I know that we talked about this on Tuesday a lot.
Where's the Bedlam game this year?
It's at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State gets everyone at home. They get Baylor, TCU,
and Oklahoma. Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the year where they play all four at home.
Yeah, so.
They better do it this year, not next year.
Yeah.
Because next year's out.
And so Oklahoma, though, and a big part of Oklahoma's problem is if they're matched up head-to-head with Notre Dame. I know that the time of the year and the rivalry game and all that stuff, and there's other factors to consider. I just don't see how you could put Oklahoma, who lost to Texas, over a team that smoked Texas. So, for me, Oklahoma needs to kill everybody. They need to look as good as possible and say, hey, look how much better we are now than we were at that point in the season.
I think they almost just need Notre Dame to lose a game.
Well, yeah, they also need Notre Dame to lose a game.
Well, I mean, if Notre Dame lost a game, then you wouldn't have to think about who won that.
Well, there's still potential if the Big Ten champion loses, and there's still some other things that could happen there. But yeah, we'll see. Those ones. Well, what do we got? SEC, any big games? LSU, Ole Miss. We'll shine off this one a little bit. Ole Miss, 6.5-point favorites. I thought about this one, except I don't think LSU's any good. So,
ooh, that's changed from the one that I've looked at then, because I never even put that in there. I think Ole Miss wins.
Yeah.
See, mine is a 4 on the things that I look at. I still say I think Ole Miss is going to win it, because I said it before. I think LSU could actually go into the A&M game on a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, well, because they were never that good. That's my whole thing. The other game I'm interested in this week, because this is a team.
If they'd have played Ole Miss first, then got Alabama and Arkansas, it might have gone that they could have beaten Ole Miss. But after the two losses, I just think it's going to be tough for them.
Yeah, well, and I also just think it's a style mismatch. I think Ole Miss is good against the run. Now, they've got Denzel Kim Dichie, the other Kim Dichie's, like, in the hospital. with some sort of, they said it's non-life-threatening, but he's got some sort of situation going on, so they could be potentially shorthanded a little bit, which might hurt them against Fournette. But if they're healthy, that's a pretty good run defense, and so I like the matchup for Ole Miss there. Again, in the neither of these teams are ranked, but a game I'm really interested in this week is Mississippi State-Arkansas, because can Arkansas keep the train rolling after their last two games, and can Mississippi State hang around? They'd be 8-3 if they win that game. So that'd be
I would say whoever they're neither are ranked. You say
neither one of these teams.
So I say whoever wins definitely is ranked.
Well, and they probably should be. If Arkansas wins, they'll be back to 7-4. Mississippi State wins, they definitely should. They'll be at 8-3.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
and that's a pretty good record in the SEC West.
Yeah, and they'll be 4-3 in conference play. Arkansas, if they win, will be 5-2 in conference play. So, but like I said, that's a game I'm interested in just to see kind of what happens. The flip side, Tennessee-Missouri, who cares? They could show that game to nobody, and no one's going to miss it.
Except you had Missouri winning last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
They're
horrible. Yeah. They're horrible.
I know. They're not good.
They're real bad. And I don't think Tennessee's any good.
They weren't really good even before all the stuff went down up there. Both on the field and off the field.
So there you go. Those are the picks. Those are the upsets sure to go wrong this weekend. If you make money, give us some. If you lose money, we won't give you any. So that's going on this weekend. By the way, I got to give a shout-out to our friends over at Good Bull Hunting. They've been on the show before, and we do all this stuff every now and then. They have a really funny thing on their website today, which is
you're going to embarrass me, aren't you?
No, I thought about doing this to make
go ahead,
you do it.
If you want to.
It's just a quiz they put up, and it's Vandy football player or Nashville country artist.
And which I would know.
You're not going to know
I might know five
one.
Vandy football players.
You're not going to know either one.
Only because their A&M's playing them.
But it's pretty funny, and the thing is I'm surprised that I'd be interested to see how most fans do, because I don't know, you don't even listen to country music.
No.
But that's one of the big things around here. There's like Nashville country, and then there's like Texas country. So most,
there is a difference?
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Okay. And a lot of people that really like Texas country don't listen to Nashville country at all. And so there's people, and like I'm not even a huge Texas country fan, but even I don't listen to the radio country all that much. So some of these guys even I hadn't heard of. But the way they did it was they took guys off the Billboard 100 country chart. And just random guys off the Vanderbilt roster, and they came up with 10 of them.
Ten total?
Yeah, I'll ask
you. So five each.
I'll ask
There's
you three.
There's five Vanderbilt players, five.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll ask you three of them.
Okay.
Joe Nichols.
Country Western.
Yeah, that is a country artist. Joe Nichols is, he's relatively well known. Colby Cook.
Vandy.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
I'm on a roll.
The thing for me, I actually did this earlier, and the thing for me was, have I heard of him? And if I think maybe I've heard the name before, then I assume it's a country artist.
Yeah, that was the way I went. That's because I think I've heard the Nichols name before.
Yeah, Dustin Lynch. This is the last one. I'll give you three of them.
Dustin. Just Dustin sounds country. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dustin Lynch is a country artist.
Right.
So there you go.
All
pretty
right.
good. Crew.
All right.
Pretty good. But there you go. You can go over to our friends at Good Bull Hunting and check that out. Thought it was pretty funny. I call the, you know, like.
Did you look up, like, the Vandy players and see if any of them were, like, starters even?
No, I don't know. Some of them, like, this one I thought was the best one. The one I was most confused was Bailey Grainier. Because that sounds like a country artist name.
Yeah. I was going to use that. If it ever sounded really like one, I was going to say it was a Vandy player, because that was why they would put it on the list.
Yeah, but no, though, some, like I said, that I don't know if they're, how good the Vandy players are on there, but I just thought it was a pretty funny idea. This weekend, the A&M fans are going to have to listen to Nashville country. I mean,
maybe some of the A&M fans like Nashville country.
Yeah, well, I'm sure some of them do. And if you don't, there's some Texas country, or at least former Texas country artists.
We went to the SEC. Go ahead.
I've had this big debate with people before of, like, once you cross over and you start doing, like, Nashville country, do you lose your status as Texas country? Like, are you still both? Because, like, Wade Bowen and Randy Rogers are playing in Nashville this weekend, but I don't necessarily consider them Nashville country artists. So maybe if you want a little bit of both, you can go
to
those guys.
I know at the SEC basketball tournament up in Nashville, there were a lot of Nashville country fans.
Well, I would hope so. But anyway, there you go. Some fun stuff there. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, get Gene on, see what he's up to. Still going. Aggie soccer for what, at least one more day, Kroom. Big game. Big match.
Big
we'll see.
Match.
Get his
Gets
thoughts.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. It's so big.
The program of
It's so big, they're kicking us off the air for the game tomorrow. That's how big this game is. So we're going to get G on here.
They better win then.
To talk about
it. If they're going
to
do that.
Yeah, come back. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil, and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend through November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hi, Gabe Bach here from TexAgs Radio, and if you're not currently a premium or varsity level subscriber to TexAgs.com, what are you waiting for? TexAgs.com is the inside source for all things Aggie sports, the leaders in breaking news coverage, in-depth analysis, recruiting scoop, and more. Whether it's exclusive long-form interviews with Aggie players and coaches or insight on the next big recruit on his way to Aggieland, nobody covers A&M like TexAgs. Jump on board now, and don't miss out on the very best in A&M sports coverage. It's TexAgs.com.
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Joann Fabric and Craft Store is spreading holiday cheer with the Super Santa Sale going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 60% off throughout the store, including 60% off entire stock Christmas decor, floral, and ribbon, and 50% off entire stock Christmas fabric and 100% cotton keepsake calico prints. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon, valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Super Santa Sale, now through Monday, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Store.
Your home for fighting Texas Aggie football. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
By the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Rich Kroom, joined now as we are every Thursday by A&M soccer coach G. Guerrieri. Coach, how's it going? What's the weather like? Are y'all going to be able to make it? Is it going to be cold in North Carolina tomorrow?
Well, right now, we're in South Carolina. We're just finishing up practice at Furman University, where they were kind enough to let us come and do a training session here, because even though we're playing in Clemson tomorrow, we're not staying in Clemson because they've got a football game on Saturday. So we're 40 miles away in Greenville and Spartanburg. So it's a beautiful day today. It's 75 degrees, wispy clouds, blue skies. It's really, really, really beautiful. So it's doing a good job of getting our players really in the mood for playing Carolina tomorrow.
Yeah, I know this isn't the kind of thing you worry about, but this was a copy desk nightmare. You're playing North Carolina in Clemson, South Carolina. This sounds like three opponents there in a row. But
well, there's even more. There's even more because Kroom wrote a story this morning about Dynastic Duke that we were playing, and so I was confused. But anyway,
there you go. Well, hopefully,
Kroom, I think that somebody got a hold of your story and was thinking Gary Blair basketball at the time.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna have to look that because I have no idea about that. I'm glad you saw that. I might have to look that up myself because I'm not sure about that one.
Tell us a little. What are the keys for North Carolina? What are y'all looking at for this one? What do y'all have to do to win this match?
Well, the key is that you cannot play against the myth that is North Carolina soccer. You've got, you know, Mia Hamm's not playing in this game. All of the national team players in the past, the O'Reillys and company, are not going to be playing in this match. This is a game that is between our particular players and their current players. And so the biggest thing and the hardest thing sometimes is, you know, like they say in the one movie, you know, why can't the Yankees be beasts? Because everyone's looking at the pinstripes. We've got to make sure that we're not focused on the Rich, you and I talked earlier in the week. That's not focused on the baby blue jerseys and the Carolina on the front. It's just about the person who's in that jersey, and that really is one of the biggest keys. Because I can tell you, of all the times we've played against them, almost every single time at halftime, it's been like, "What are you guys? You know, come on, are you guys as good as these guys?" And the answer is always, "Yeah, we can do this." But usually, we give away 45 minutes or teams in general give away 45 minutes because of mythology. So getting out there and striking first, getting on them early, you know, kind of being as brave as possible is a big part of beating a team that has such a dynasty like North Carolina has with 21 national championships.
I guess, and a positive to what you just said is the fact that it's, and I know it's close to them, but it's not Chapel Hill where you're playing. It's not, you know, it's not their home field, which is where you've played the other four times and been just like everybody else, not been able to beat them.
Right, right. And, you know, and I would imagine that there will be some Clemsonites that will be rooting for the Aggies tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that can be a good thing. And, you know, you've got, it's an SEC-ACC matchup. You've got Ole Miss playing against Clemson in the nightcap game later on. So there's a lot of things that are lined up for us. The biggest thing, honestly, is we've got to show up and get after them and just get right on them and battle. And we've found that with our team that when our intensity level is up and when our focus is on, then you can't beat us. And that's something that that we're going to have to be tomorrow because Carolina is everything that that the brand talks about. There, for a while, they were the number one team in the country. They've gone through some injuries, which has kind of kept them down a little bit. You know, I think in early October they were number one and we were number three in the country. So it's a pretty tough matchup for a second round NCAA game to put these two programs together so soon.
Yeah, that you talked about the injuries, and from what I read, all their injuries are midfielders, which, you know, when you get hit all in the same position, that does make it really tough, does it not?
It does against most people. You know, I'm really not crying too many tears for Carolina because, you know,
because yours have all been in the back line, too, so in one position.
Yeah. So the thing is, typically with Carolina, when we've played them, you know, is they would make a substitution. They take a youth national team player off, and they just replace her with another one. And you know, just the fact of the sheer strength of their roster. You know, basically what it does, it just levels the playing field a little bit. And that's clearly going to be an advantage to us. You know, we get some of our defenders back. Michaela Paulson is ready to go for us. Grace Wright could play tomorrow if we need her to play. Our goalkeepers are both Mia is healthy and Danny is healthy. So, you know, feeling pretty good about our chances. Now it's just a matter of getting out and doing it.
So who are you going to go with goalkeeper-wise, Coach, if they're both healthy? They've both had their moments, that's for sure.
Well, right now Danny's the hot goalkeeper, so we'll stick with her. She made some big saves in the Florida game in the SEC championship. She had a couple shutouts leading up to that. She was solid last week. The goal that Washington scored wasn't on her, so we'll stick with her. She does a good job as far as helping us to she can flip the field because of her distribution and her power. So I feel really comfortable putting her in, and you know she's a junior. She'll be one of the only upperclassmen that we have in the lineup.
Can I ask you, what's your relationship with their coach, Anson Dorns? Because the reason I ask that is because I also saw a little note where you two are the only ones who have – you're the only coaches that have been in 21 straight NCAA tournaments now. Now, there's a couple of other programs that have, but you two are the only coaches.
Did yeah, you know it's kind of cool. He's a legend. I mean, if you're comparing him against coaches in NCAA sports, you know, I think Mike Krzyzewski's got five national championships. Anson's got 21. You know, John Wooden had 10. Anson has 21. I would say the only person that you could put in the same sentence with him is Pat Henry, of all people. Someone in our backyard who lives next door, you know, their facility is next door to ours, is, you know, the next, you know, next closest thing. And, you know, Pat has won more than Anson. So he's an absolute legend. He's a gentleman. I consider him a friend. I think that we've always had some good battles, and, you know, we've won more than most people have won against him.
So you brought up the fact that it's, you know, the doubleheader. After you win, will you sit there and cheer for Ole Miss?
Sure I will. Sure I will. I got my SEC hat on. I'm ready to go. And we want, you know, we really do want. This has been the. I don't know about you guys, Aubrey, but I think the most fun I've had, as far as going from the Big 12 and from the SWC days, where you always wanted, you know, everyone in the league to, you know, to be killed and dismembered, to really, really rooting for the other people in the conference and understanding that, you know, if the SEC does well in, you know, in our sport, whatever the sport is that you're talking about, it's a good thing for Texas A&M. And yeah, we'll be rooting for Ole Miss. We'll be rooting for Florida when they play in their match. We'll be, you know, we're always rooting for the SEC all the time. And the fact that we could play, you know, we win and we could play Ole Miss if they win, well, for my young team, that means we get to play another familiar foe and a team that we just beat. So clearly we'd be okay with that.
Should be a fun one, Coach, and you can hear it right here tomorrow because we will not have a show.
You're kicking us off the air.
So
which is fine.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I'm going to be on the road anyway. So listen in tomorrow, A&M versus North Carolina. Coach, thanks for being with us, and good luck.
Thanks, boys. Have a great weekend.
Good luck.
There you go. Should be a interesting one, Krim. We'll see how they do it.
I didn't quite get that first statement. Is it something about playing football over in Clemson? Do they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah. They're not bad. That is interesting, though, how that affects sports that don't necessarily know their schedule ahead of time.
Right.
So there's no hotels, so they've got to stay somewhere else. So kind of interesting. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. Stay with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The U.S. House is expected to pass legislation today that will increase screenings for Syrian and Iraqi refugees wanting to enter the United States.
The weaknesses of the system were pointed out clearly in France last week, and it's time for Congress to take aggressive action.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who supports the legislation, also calls for a Syrian no-fly zone.
We keep them safe by making sure that you don't have the government forces of Assad moving into that area. And that way, the folks in Syria that feel like they're displaced can move to that area and have some cover that they're safe and try to rebuild their life in their own country.
Flores likens the Syrian no-fly zone to what President Bush did in Iraq more than 20 years ago. Also on Capitol Hill, the dean of Texas A&M's Bush School testified before the House Armed Services Committee. Ryan Crocker, a former ambassador to Syria, said the air war in Syria needs to be increased to actually degrade the Islamic State. Two employees of Texas A&M Transportation Services are credited with saving a man who was trapped inside a burning car. Joel Luce was the first to see a vehicle that had hit a tree and saw flames underneath the engine. As Luce was attempting to break the glass to get the driver, co-worker Greg Stunkel stopped, grabbed his fire extinguisher to start putting out the fire, then got a sledgehammer to break the windows. After the driver was pulled out, he was taken to a Houston hospital for treatment of his injuries. More details, courtesy of Texas A&M, are on our website at WTAW.com. Round two of high school football playoffs starts tonight. A&M Consolidated plays Magnolia at 7. Listen to the action right here on The Zone with pregame starting at 6:30. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Normandy Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normandytractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The 89th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is on Sunday, December 6th. Your community group, school, or business can be a part of the fun as we celebrate the season with a theme of a winter wonderland. The deadline to enter is this Friday at 5 p.m. To enter your group, go to bcsparade.com. You'll find the entry form, ideas for float decorating, and ways to get started. It's all online at bcsparade.com. But don't wait. Entry deadline is this Friday at 5 p.m.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
Listen to The Zone, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community.
I never cut it that close before.
No. It was, well, you know, it's been a weird week. We've been out doing stuff. You have other important things going on.
We have a lot to talk about today, Aubrey, and it's weird because I know you've talked about this during the course of the show, but it is the wrap-up show, even though it's on Thursday. I know you and Cesar are getting ready to get on the cruise liner,
Dusty Trail,
and head east. But we're lots to talk about. Let's start with what's going on right now. High school volleyball at the state tournament this morning. Leon, that was the third of our three area teams that qualified for state. Leon played this morning at 9 a.m. against Denver City in the 3A semifinals. The Lady Cougars of Leon won that match in three straight games. Talked to David Campbell. David was pretty impressed with the way that the Leon girls played, but Jason Evans, their coach and a friend of ours who's been on the show, wasn't particularly thrilled with how they played, and he said he thought they could play much better. If they play better tomorrow, I think they're going to probably end up earning the school's eighth UIL State Volleyball Championship. They'll play Goliad tomorrow.
Aubrey, which is interesting because everybody was looking at the brackets, and on one side of the bracket was Leon, which is this, you know, forever kind of, I don't want to get G mad at one of our stories, but kind of a dynastic kind of a program. And then on the other side of the bracket was Pister, which was like 45-1 or something like that, and the number one ranked team in the state. Well, Goliad beat Pister in the second semifinal. So not tomorrow, but on Saturday morning at 9, Leon will play Goliad for the 3A state championship. Right now, the reason we don't have David on to save this segment of the program is that he is covering a match that's in progress. It just began, and it's Iola playing against Winthorst for the state championship in Class 2A. So wish them the best of luck.
They are up 10-5 in the first game.
Iola is?
Iola is.
Well, okay, that's a good thing. Aubrey, I've gone up there and seen them play, and I've actually seen them play Winthorst, and I've seen Winthorst play other schools in the 1A, 2A area classifications from our area, and that's a program that's won an awful lot. I think they might have the record for the most state championships, but really I can do it from here. I couldn't do it if I was sitting courtside covering the match. We're really rooting for Iola. I've told you before, Jamie McDougal, the Iola coach, is just a sweetheart. Has done a great job out there. Have come so close so many times. So I'm really hoping the Lady Bulldogs can pull that one out and win the state championship. I want to make sure the listeners know and our readers that that David is in Garland. He covered the match this morning with Leon. He's already written that story. He'll write the Iola state championship match story before he heads back tonight. So make sure and check out the paper tomorrow, BrazosSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He's given updates during the games, as Aubrey just gave you a score. So if you're wondering, you can keep up with it that way as well. It's at Scoop Sports is his Twitter handle. A couple more things, Aubrey, and I will get out of here and let the news people have plenty of time for their weekly wrap-up. But we do need to talk some high school football. You're going to miss it tomorrow night because Brian's playing tomorrow night. But let's start with the game tonight.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave here, I'll be heading down to Waller. A&M Consolidated is going to play Magnolia, and it's the 5A Division II. It's the second round. They're playing at Waller ISD Stadium. It's interesting. I just saw something online from the folks at Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and you know that's what they do. You know, you and I have a few other things on our plate, but that's what they do.
Right.
I just saw something online. There's just a handful, probably less than two dozen 11-man games in the state tonight. You know, most mm-hmm. of the playoff games will be played Friday and some Saturday. There's only maybe a couple of dozen or less, but the guys on the Texas Football, David Campbell's Texas Football site, they chose A&M Consolidated against Magnolia as the best game in the state tonight. And that's a small sample, but they still think it's going to be a really good game. A&M Consolidated's 8-3, but those three losses came against good teams. Magnolia is 10-1. And both kind of looking for a breakthrough. Both sort of had breakthroughs last week. I had a story in the paper today about that. I'll be heading down to Aubrey. That game's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's unusual because it's a Thursday game. And it's hard to find stadiums, you know, and you try to find a place in between the two schools.
Right.
And it's much better to find a neutral site than have to flip home and home. That's what Consol did last week. They had to go to Waco, and they were able to win. But I think in the playoffs, whenever it's possible, I think a neutral site is a lot better because I think it's just more fair to both teams.
If Certainly.
It was pretty clear last week that A&M Consolidated was a better team than Waco. But what if A&M Consolidated had been better by just a point or two?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being at home, you know, could make the difference in that. So Consolidated, 7 o'clock tonight against Magnolia. That's down at Waller ISD Stadium. Now, we need to talk about our other local teams. It's pretty big deal, Aubrey, that we still have three of our four local public schools who made it to the second round of the playoffs. Tomorrow night, there'll be a couple of games in the division, Class 5A Division One. Bryan is playing, and Bryan is going to be right down at Waller ISD Stadium where I'm headed tonight. And Bryan will play. You got to help me because I blanked out on who they're playing.
Well, I had it written down.
Yeah, my and you're not going to do the game, so you don't even care.
I haven't done all my research.
Well,
yet.
Okay, that's all right because you're not doing the game. But I'll find it while we're talking because I'm sure David has written it up. But Brian's playing tomorrow night at 7 down at Waller ISD, and then College Station is in the Division II playoffs, and they'll be playing tomorrow night at 7 down at Spring at Leonard George Stadium, and they're going to be playing North Forest.
This is why I was confused, because you said Consol's playing Magnolia. Bryan's playing Magnolia West.
That's what it is. So. Yeah, because it is a little confusing. So basically, the Bryan College Stations are Twin Cities, or as you like to call it, the Aggieplex, is going after the Magnolia ISD, full bore.
Well, the old school Crosstown Showdown is facing the other, what I imagined, Crosstown
right,
Showdown.
Right, absolutely. So Bryan will play Magnolia West 7 o'clock Friday night down in Waller at Waller ISD Stadium, and then College Station is playing Houston North Forest, and that game will be 7 o'clock Friday at Spring, Leonard George Stadium. For the folks who are thinking about going to the Consol game tonight or the Bryan game tomorrow, I can tell you that's an easy trip. Yeah. You know, I've made some tough high school trips in my life, believe it or not, Aubrey. You know, I've driven to Copper's Cove enough time that I could just tell the truck to go to Cove and just take a nap and it would get there. But the Waller trip is easy. I mean, you just go right down the highway. It's probably an hour. And so that's a pretty easy trip. So that's good for Consol and Bryan. The only thing with Consol is trying to find an agreeable stadium between College Station and Magnolia. You know, there's not a whole lot of things out there. I don't think the Magnolia people probably didn't want to come up to Navasota.
No.
So, you know, there's not a whole lot of options. So they had to do it on a Thursday. It's a short week. I wonder about this, and I don't know if I wrote about this. I definitely talked to David Raphael, the Consolidated coach. Waco last week, even though Consol beat Waco fairly convincingly, Waco was fast and pretty physical. I thought that was a really physical game, and I thought that would be a difficult turnaround for Consol to play on a short week. David Raphael said he thought his team came out of it very healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's a matter of fact, David told me, and I don't know, his column hasn't run. I guess it's going to run in tomorrow's paper.
Yeah.
But I think David basically picked all three of our local teams to win, and I think they're all pretty much kind of toss-up games. It could be shootout games.
They're all close by the Harris ratings. I think it's going to be an interesting weekend. The thing for me on the short week in high school when it is always, it just throws you off your routine a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, you're used to the classes you have on Friday and when you're going to get out and all this kind of stuff. It throws everything off a little bit.
When you were a star at Kerrville Tybee, did you guys ever have to play any Thursday games?
Kerrville played one Thursday game when I was there, and it was against a team so horrible it didn't matter.
It didn't
matter. For the most part, Tybee was a Friday night team.
So we do want to let the listeners and the readers know that we're going to have full coverage. David will drive back after the Iola match this afternoon after he writes his story on that state championship match. He'll drive back. He'll be over at Waller ISD Stadium tomorrow night to see Bryan against Magnolia West. I have no idea, Aubrey, how he's going to get someone to replace you in the way of an expert analyst.
Yeah,
see,
well,
I don't call
difficult.
You a color commentator. I call you an expert analyst.
Yeah.
I think it gives you more credit.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can. I mean, I'm excited to listen to that game tomorrow night while we're on our way to Nashville. I think it's going to be another interesting one for Bryan. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, again, I've only been doing this for 1 year, and everyone just assumes I'm going to pick Bryan all the time. But I think a very winnable game for Bryan. I thought last week was going to be a tougher matchup for them.
You know, David felt that way, that the way the brackets turned out. And I think it's really interesting with College Station, because College Station's playing Houston North Forest, which has not done much recently, and so you usually expect...
And really kind of struggled with a team that we think...
Yeah, Brenham really got in with the losing record, but usually you expect the teams from Northwest Houston, the Magnolias, the Magnolia West, whether it be a Tomball school, Brenham, you usually expect them to beat the Houston ISD teams. That was the case in the other parts of the bracket, but not where North Forest played Brenham, and North Forest went on the road and beat Brenham, so we'll see what kind of game I get over there tomorrow night. I'm going to give you an update, David. 19-11, Iola is leading Winthorst in the first game of that state championship, so that's a pretty good start for the Lady Bulldogs. I would think a program and a team that's never won state going against a program that's won like a dozen of them, even though they're new kids on the team, everybody knows the history.
No, they
do.
So
I would think winning the first game would be a relief. I've covered some really good teams, Aubrey, from the Brazos Valley that have gone up there, and just you feel like what – like G. Guerrero was talking about playing North Carolina. You kind of feel like you're playing the ghost, too.
Yeah. Well,
you know, Mia Hamm's, Mia Hamm's not playing for the Winthorst volleyball team this afternoon, but it might feel like that.
Iola just won the first set of that game, according to David. And yeah, there's something to that. You see it at the state Final Four in basketball all the time because there's the – everyone knows who's won before, and it doesn't matter. It's – everyone has their home – you know, everyone that comes from a small town or any town is thinking, man, you know, especially if your town's never won at state. You're thinking, man, how can we win this? Look at this other town wins it all the time. Well – you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but it does matter.
We talk a lot about the deer in the headlights thing because at the state tournament, Aubrey, that's more more of a factor than anywhere else. One other thing before we let you go, I think the Consol game is interesting because the Consol defense played exceptionally well last week, maybe their best game of the year, and they've run the ball real effectively with Mason Hickson. I think the quarterback, he's going to be healthy. I think that helps him. What do you think, having done the radio on the Bryan games, what, you know, B.J. Ross had a good game last week when they won their bi-district game. What do you think the Vikes would need to do against Magnolia West tomorrow night?
The key for Bryan is usually just is getting their defense established early, because as the game goes on, they get better and better and better at running the football. I really like what they did last week where they used Jarvis Lister out of the slot instead of out of the backfield, because we talked about this all year. I think Hunter Batten in the backfield does a really good job of hitting the hole. Now, he's not as fast or as athletic as Lister, but when it comes to getting through the gap and getting you 5 yards, he's better at it than I think Lister is. Lister's gotten better at it as the season's gone on, but the thing about Bryan is as the game goes on, their running game gets better and better. So if their defense can come out, play a good first few drives, and give the run game time to take effect, I think Brian's going to be in good shape in this one.
I love the fact that I got to interview the host, for even if it was just one question. And you're right, David has the score. It was 25-15 for Iola in the first game. That's a really good start. You can follow David on Twitter. Check out the BrazosSports.com and the Eagle tomorrow, and we'll have all that, plus the Tigers game against Magnolia tonight down in Waller.
There you go. Someone texted, don't forget about Caldwell. There's a lot of area teams also still going. All that will be at BrazosSports.com coming up on tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday for those teams that maybe play on Saturday. It's going to be a busy week around the Brazos Valley as our teams keep on going. That's today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll be back and wrap up with the news. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on, up in!
Now, you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt, and you could be dancing in these aisles.
Let's go!
Coors Light here, born in the Rockies.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules, including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
This is Pat Henry, the head track and field coach here at Texas A&M University. Our athletes and our coaching staff have been training hard and working hard to continue a tradition of excellence. We need the 12th man's support all season long as we begin our journey towards another NCAA championship. Season tickets are now available. Order yours today by calling 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com. Thanks and giggle.
Hi, Gabe Bach here from TexAgs Radio, and if you're not currently a premium or varsity-level subscriber to TexAgs.com, what are you waiting for? TexAgs.com is the inside source for all things Aggie sports, the leaders in breaking news coverage, in-depth analysis, recruiting scoop, and more. Whether it's exclusive long-form interviews with Aggie players and coaches or insight on the next big recruit on his way to Aggieland, nobody covers A&M like TexAgs. Jump on board now, and don't miss out on the very best in A&M sports coverage. It's TexAgs.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Send your text messages to 229-1939, 229-1939. Then listen in weekdays at 11 to the Louie Belina Show, powered by teamofnavasota.com on Sports Radio 1150 and Zone 102.7 FM.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Our last segment of the week, Kelly, because we will not be here tomorrow because of Aggie soccer. So get the people hyped up. What's coming in the news? What can they check out?
Well, we've got online right now at theeagle.com a video that you can check out that was taken from the dash of a College Station police officer who was responding to a single vehicle wreck over the weekend. The driver had hit a tree over on George Bush Drive. And the police officer, she gets out of the car, she gets her fire extinguisher. The car had, it caught on fire, okay? Have you watched this yet?
No.
The video? It's pretty good. So go to theeagle.com to watch it. But
I'm going to, as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, over like 4.5 minutes, it unfolds. And you'll watch as someone from Texas A&M's Transportation Institute, TTI, comes out. He pulls up and... Basically, it involves 3 to 4 people trying to help this guy who's trapped in the car. You know, he's got some broken bones. They're trying to get him. He's pinned in by his steering wheel. So they're trying to get him out while trying to deal with the fire. They end up crashing through the windshield with a hatchet. It was not a machete. So it's just very dramatic, but everyone's pretty calm in this. Like I'm like, why is that guy walking? I'd be freaking out. There's even a bystander, a 21-year-old UNT student that happened to be driving by with a female friend, and they pulled over, and this guy ends up trying to pull the door open because they can't pull him out.
Right, right.
So everybody's working on it. Great teamwork. We're gonna have a story tomorrow on talking to all those people, including the driver who is recovering at a hospital in Houston. So Rebecca's working on that story. We've got some other news coming out of A&M. President Michael Young is going to begin teaching classes in the spring. So he's going to be teaching at the Bush School. Aubrey, are you going to enroll for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Are y'all paying my tuition?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Then yeah, I'll be there.
And your food plan, your meal plan. So Young said his time working as a negotiator for Bush 41's administration during the German reunification helped make him a better educator and administrator, and he wants to, you know, keep his, you know, keep up with the classroom, keep pace with students. So that should be an interesting class over at the Bush School. We also have a couple crime briefs that you may be interested in.
We're always interested in crime briefs.
I know you are. There was a officer-involved shooting in Leon County, which is just an hour away from here. It's in our readership. And apparently from reports, apparently the Leon County Sheriff's deputy was responding to a call, ends up in a confrontation with a man, and the man is shot. That's the only details we have right now. We're still waiting for phone calls back from the Department of Public Safety as well as the Sheriff's Department in Leon County. Got a little crime brief about counterfeiting. So who knew that that's still a thing in 2015?
I did, because Arkansas had 3 basketball players suspended for it.
Okay. You're on top of everything. Anyway, we got a lot more news, so go to theeagle.com, MiamiNation.com.
Check it out all weekend. We will have coverage of all of the high school events going on, BrazosSports.com, TheEagle.com, and AggieSports.com. Me and Cessna are on the road. We'll be about to be on the road to Nashville. We'll have full coverage from there for A&M and Vandy. Kroom will be at Aggie Basketball, so a lot going on this weekend.